Gap Year for Grown-Ups. Written by Annie Sanders and read by Susie Aitchison.
Chapter 1. Come on, Mum, Claire urged, leaning forward over the kitchen table. Put us out of our misery. Working on the principle that it's always best to confront an uncomfortable situation, like root canal work or a smear test, with a brave face, Sarah tentatively pulled at the wrapping paper. Resplendent with Thomas the Tank Engine, she recognised it as the leftovers from the roll she'd bought for a godchild's birthday. David had obviously forgotten to buy any and had plundered her resources. "Nice paper," Sarah said pointedly, and he looked sheepish. "Sorry, love, but it's what's inside that counts, isn't it?" He looked concerned and she laughed. "Is that your excuse for wrapping last year's offering in the Sunday Times property section?" "Okay, okay, not that again." Sarah tore off the paper, keen to get the agony over with. The parcel felt soft and squashy, so she already had a strong suspicion what it might be. And, sure enough, when she pulled the paper away, a fleecy sweatshirt lay on the kitchen table, like evidence in a court case, the beady black eyes of an embroidered squirrel staring balefully up at them. Claire leaned back in her chair and sighed. "Oh, Dad!" "What's wrong with it?" David jumped in. "It'll be so practical for gardening. And I got it big and roomy, because I know you hate tight things."
"Couldn't you at least have got us something a bit more feminine? Even the ubiquitous lacy knickers would have been an attempt, at least..." "Claire," Sarah began.
"Happy birthday, Mum!"
Tom interrupted, walking into the kitchen and yawning, pyjama bottoms hanging off narrow hips. He planted a kiss on his mother's head.
"Sorry I wasn't up to serenade you earlier. I didn't get in till late."
"What the hell's that?"
"It's from Dad. A fleece for gardening." Sarah smiled up at her lanky son, his fair hair swept off his face, and, as ever, in need of a wash.
"Well, it's certainly the colour of shit," he laughed.
He flicked on the kettle, then dropped a small package onto the table. A box from her favourite shop, tied with a pink ribbon. He hadn't gone into town to meet friends until 5 yesterday afternoon, so it must have been purchased pretty smartish. David had gone quiet and was busying himself with some papers on the side. Sarah felt a wave of guilt. "It's lovely, darling, thank you. It will be very useful." She got up from her seat, quashing a vague feeling of disappointment and avoiding her daughter's disapproving eyes. At 18, and scrupulously polite with everyone else, Claire still hadn't quite learned the necessity of discretion over honesty when it came to family. "I'll just take it upstairs and change." Sarah put her coffee cup into the dishwasher, automatically adding David's that had been left on the side. "What time's the table?"
1 o'clock. We'll pick your dad up on the way."
Characteristically, he rubbed his hands together nervously.
"I booked the old bell. We all like it there."
"Oh, God, Dad. We did when we were 10. Isn't there anywhere else?"
"Claire, that's enough,"
Sarah said sharply, shooting her daughter an admonishing look. She picked up her parcels off the table.
"I'll take your presents with me to open there, or we're going to be late. And Tom, remember to make the acquaintance of the shampoo when you get in the shower."
Sarah made her way upstairs to the landing, shutting the airing cupboard door with her foot as best she could as she passed. The catch, broken for years, kept jumping open on its own. She must ask David to fix it again. In her bedroom, she avoided looking at herself in the mirror, and, picking up David's jeans from the floor and laying them on the chair, she opened the wardrobe and tucked the green fleece with the squirrel motif inside next to a chunky oatmeal cardigan, a chunky oatmeal cardigan that had been wrapped last year in newspaper and was as yet unworn. It looked down at her censoriously, and she shoved it further back onto the shelf, hiding it behind another jumper.